policewoman was killed by a bomb today in Northern Ireland while on routine patrol 10 miles east of Belfast. She's the 22nd fatality since the IRA ceasefire began February 10th. Cambodian soldiers have recaptured an important village near Phnom Penh, used by communist insurgents to shell the city's airport. And the weather forecast for Grove City and vicinity looks like this. Cloudy tonight with a chance of rain, low around 35 degrees. Becoming partly sunny Monday with a high near 49. Fair Monday night and Tuesday, low Monday night in the middle 30s and high on Tuesday in the middle 50s. The precipitation probability, 30% tonight and 10% Monday and near 0% Monday night. The temperature in Grove City is currently 42 degrees.
Super savings at Super Shelley's during their big super sale. This is a big factory authorized sale that lets you save dollars and dollars. Just one example, Stearns & Forster's best super firm mattresses, full size, now $89. And the matching box spring, just $89. These are normally priced at $129 each. The twin size, $69 for the mattress and $69 for the matching box spring. The regular price, $109.95 each. Famous Norwalk furniture reduced during this factory-authorized sale, such as swivel chairs and rockers, sofa and chair groups, plus famous Lazy Boy recliner rockers, all super reduced for this sale. And Shelley's is giving away 10 gallons of gasoline with each purchase of $149 or more. Free delivery with all purchases. Look for the super sale tags at Shelley's for store-wide super saving during their big super sale days. Sale ends March 29th.
She loves you, and you know you should be glad. you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad.
Listening to Beautiful Radio, WEDA-FM, in Grove City, Pennsylvania. Here's the news.
From the World Desk of United Press International, this is Peter Donnelly. Senator Hubert Humphrey says Congress will investigate the sale of U.S. arms. Humphrey explains why.
The United States has become the leading arms merchant in the world, and we don't believe that that's the policy that this country ought to pursue in light of congressional actions in the past couple of years.
Senator Humphrey says the executive branch has ignored small corrective steps that Congress has taken to control the sales of arms. And Humphrey says Republican Senator Clifford Case of New Jersey is supporting his investigation of U.S. arms sales policy. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger talked with Israeli leaders for 4 hours today and will return to Egypt tomorrow to give President Sadat Israel's ideas for a second stage engagement. The one top American official says Kissinger can expect rough going from here on in. In Cambodia, government soldiers have recaptured a village near Phnom Penh. This is UPI World News.
There's a disease in business today we might call spiritual schizophrenia. You see it in individuals who apply one code of conduct in their personal affairs and a quite different one in business or government. The belief seems to be that we are less responsible as individuals when we make business decisions, that business has a different code. When you think about it, that doesn't make sense. Profits are not the only gauge of business success. Business doesn't change the priority of values. We are born to the community of man first. The others are secondary allegiances. Make your personal morality work where you work and see the difference. The community of man, God's club. Be an active member. This message has been brought to you by Religion and American Life in cooperation with this station.
Congressman John Whittler of New York wants to stop the supersonic Concorde from landing in the United States. Whittler says the British French jet makes too much noise. He wants state and local officials to support him in stopping the Concorde flights this spring. At the Federal House of Detention today in New York City, six men escaped. All had been convicted or accused of robbing banks. The prison's warden says the men escaped by cutting through a wire fence and lowering themselves on ropes made out of sheets. And the warden says he doesn't think the six escapees are armed. Newsweek magazine says Patricia Hearst may have been pregnant during stays in a South Canaan, Pennsylvania house and later while in the commune outside Boulder, Colorado. One source told Newsweek Patty Hearst had been seeing an obstetrician in the Boulder area. FBI agents reportedly checked a Boulder abortion clinic to see if any of its patients fitted the Hearst girl's description. The clinic refused to give information. In Los Angeles, the FBI says the search for Patricia Hearst continues. In Saigon, a full alert now is in effect because of communist movement in the Saigon area. And for the first time in nearly a year, a spotter plane is patrolling the skies over Saigon. From the World Desk of United Press International, this is Peter Donnelly.
In Pennsylvania news this hour, Governor Schapp paid a visit to Pittsburgh this weekend. He appeared at the annual meeting of the National Wildlife Federation, where he said the nation's pollution cleanup goals should not be sacrificed because of energy and economic problems. Schapp also visited a meeting of the Fraternal Association of Steel Haulers, and there he pledged he would continue to work for legislation to allow 40-ton tractor trailers on Pennsylvania highways. State highway weight limits presently are 3 tons below those of surrounding states, and numerous groups, including the AAA, are opposed to increasing the weight limits. About 400 Western Pennsylvanian members of two skilled unions have agreed to take a 35% pay cut, so more of their unemployed union brothers can be called back to work. Lathers Local 23 and Plasterers Local 21 say they are taking the wage cut because 35% to 40% of their membership is unemployed. Their wages will drop from $10.38 per hour to $6.96 per hour. The Quaker Oats Company is considering recalling thousands of boxes of the Thin Mint variety of Girl Scout cookies, which may be contaminated. The company officials met with the Girl Scout representatives in Columbus, Ohio today to consider the recall after one box proved to contain small slivers of glass. Officials say about 120,000 boxes were distributed in 16 counties of central Ohio. Earlier, a Girl Scout spokeswoman erroneously told reporters the recall had started. The Quaker Oats Company and the Central Ohio Girl Scout Council are asking consumers to hold on to the cookies without eating them until tests are completed regarding the possible contamination. Girl Scout officials say authorities suspect contamination in the styrene plastic in the packages. A Quaker spokesman says that since Friday, the company has checked more than 5,000 packages from every lot produced in the past 2 months and found no other evidence of contamination. Locally, a traffic accident occurred at 410 yesterday afternoon, 3 miles east of Grove City on Route 58. Jerry Wilson, 20, of Forestville, was traveling west on 58 when he lost control and struck another car head-on. The second car was driven by Mrs. Jean Cornelius, age 63, of RD3 Grove City. Wilson and a passenger, Miss Tony Serena, were admitted to Bashline Memorial Hospital and are reported to be in satisfactory condition. Mrs. Cornelius was admitted to Grove City Hospital and is also reported to be in satisfactory condition. A passenger in a Cornelius car, Raymond Cornelius, was treated and released from Grove City Hospital. The accident was attributed to poor driving conditions. And we have a death in the news. Mr. Basil A. Walter, 63, of RD2 Harrisville, died yesterday at 8:30 p.m. in the Grove City Hospital following a lengthy illness. Surviving are his wife, Ruth E. Springer Walter, one sister, and three brothers. Friends will be received at the Jameson Funeral Home, Harrisville, this evening at 7 to 9 p.m., and at Monday, 2 to 4 and 7 to 9 p.m. Services will be Tuesday at 2 p.m. at the Barkeyville United Methodist Church with Reverend Edwin E. McElroy officiating. Interment will be in Log Cemetery, Barkeyville. Mr. Walter was a member of the Barkeyville United Methodist Church, where he served as an active trustee until January. His family asks that contributions be made to the Church of Donors or the Emphysema Foundation instead of sending flowers. The Pennsylvania Junior Academy of Science Region 9 competition was held yesterday at Grove City College. Grove City High School had 15 students participate, all 15 placed. 13 won first place and 2 took second place honors. The Grove City students competed with 282 other students from 20 different schools in the region. The first place winners will now go on to state competition to be held at Seven Springs April 17th, 18th, and 19th. The Grove City students are instructed by Mr. Homer Christie. Our congratulations again this year to the students for their outstanding work. And the weather forecast for Grove City and vicinity looks like this. Cloudy tonight with a chance of rain, low around 35 degrees, becoming partly sunny Monday with a high near 49. Fair Monday night and Tuesday, low Monday night in the middle 30s and high on Tuesday in the middle 50s. The precipitation probability 30% tonight, 10% Monday, and near 0% Monday night. The temperature in Grove City currently is 41 degrees. Thank you.
Now, who says winter has to be dull? Really, it can be an exciting time of the year. Consider traveling to the sunny areas, or consider participation in the wide area of winter sports, from snowmobiles to skiing. Yes, winter can be fun, and Carson's Finance Company can see to it that you have the money to enjoy any area of winter fun. But do it now. See Carson Finance Company. It's a good time for a trade. Your idea of winter fun for their money. That's Carson Finance Company, 109 South Broad Street, Grove City, Lawrence Village Plaza, Newcastle, and Main Street in Greenville. Carson Consumer Discount Corporation at these same addresses will handle the big money exchange as well.
And the weather forecast for Grove City and vicinity looks like this. Cloudy tonight with a chance of rain, low 35 degrees. It's going to become partly sunny Monday with a high at 49 degrees. Fair Monday night and Tuesday. Low Monday night in the middle 30s and the high on Tuesday in the middle 50s. The precipitation probability 30% tonight, 10% Monday, and near 0% Monday night. The current temperature in Grove City is 41 degrees. You are listening to WEDA-FM 95.1 in Grove City, Pennsylvania.
Miss Hope of Pennsylvania, Sherry Robinson, tells how you can join her as an American Cancer Society volunteer.
Often people ask, how can I help? You can help by being a volunteer driver for cancer patients. You can help by assisting at educational programs in clubs, organizations, schools, industry. You can help at the office by typing, filing, or mailing. You can help by writing stories or recording radio spots. You can help. Call your local American Cancer Society office today. To be a volunteer, you have to volunteer.